Hey Mama, I'm your host, Brooke Jefferson. I'm a wife, mama to two, and business coach for moms with businesses. I'm on a mission to help you go from the best kept secret to a reputable brand that results in a profitable business. And the best part, you don't have to sell your soul to social media to achieve it. My very first business was a photography business that I started back in 2014, and by 2018, it became my full-time career, and I was able to leave the classroom. Along the way, I've built and scaled multiple six-figure businesses. I started this podcast as a way to encourage, equip, and inspire you on your entrepreneurial journey. If you're ready to find a community that supports you, implement strategies in your business that work, and uncover that confidence within you, this podcast is for you. Grab your kids some snacks and pop those earbuds in. It's time to grow and scale your business. We're gonna have a heart-to-heart chat today. Before I get going, I want you to know that it's coming from a place of love and a passion and desire that I have for you to succeed in your photography business. Maybe you listen to this podcast and you've even applied some of the strategies, but you still feel defeated in your business or you feel like you should already be at your goal. I really, really want to have this heart-to-heart chat with you if that's how you're feeling today. And here's where it's all coming from. I see you working it. I see you desiring to have this photography business that's profitable, that you're able to contribute to your family. Maybe you want to leave your 9-to-5 job, whatever it is. I know you have big goals. I know you have a big heart and a big passion, but sometimes you get in your own way. And if you're still struggling to get clients, we're going to talk about three ways you're holding yourself back and three things that are missing really from your business. So the first thing is this. You are self-sabotaging and making excuses for why you can't and why you won't do things in your business. This one really hits home for me because I do struggle with this too. Every level of my business brings up new levels of insecurity. I also get really distracted and I want to chase after shiny objects. And I know that you are that way too. And it's really crazy when you take a minute to step back and you ask yourself, well, why am I not where I want to be? Why do I keep trying? And why do I keep trying? Why do I keep putting the effort in when I don't feel like it pays off? Been there, done that. I promise you, I'm raising my hand. And I recently had a sit down with myself to ask myself these things too. And I just kind of journaled it all out. And I realized I am keeping myself from taking action and going to the next level. And yeah, I'm standing in my own way. And I know that you are doing this too, because I see it. I see it in the way that you talk, in the way that you respond, and the excuses that you give. I can see it in the way that you procrastinate in your business. And really just excuses for why you tell yourself, I can't do that. I won't do that. I refuse to do that. And this can come up in different ways. For some of you, you're saying, I refuse to make videos. I don't want to. I'm not going to. I refuse to show my face in my marketing. I refuse to sign up for that course because I'm so afraid that I'm going to fail or that it's not going to work for me. And so I just want you to take a few minutes and really sit with yourself and figure out and really ask yourself, how am I standing in my own way? What excuses have I been making? Listen to your thoughts, pay attention to them, listen to what you say in conversation, especially negative conversations, and write it all out. And then take a good reflection and say, but is this true? Is this how I want to show up in my business? Which leads me to number two. You are playing small and you're playing it safe and you're coming across as vanilla. Okay. So here's what I noticed when my personal life gets really clouded or it gets heavy, whether it's an issue with a friend or whether it was like last year when my sister was in the NICU with my nephew and I really felt like my business had to take a back seat and that my personal life needed to come first. I can make excuses for longer than necessary, right? There's a difference between having a grace period and putting your business on that back burner when life needs you. There's a difference between that and then prolonging it, using it as a crutch, giving yourself excuses, leaning on it and telling yourself, I can't do this because I have to rely on this for way longer than I need to, right? And so I found myself playing small. I don't want you to play small. When you play small and you play it safe in your business, you're locking yourself into the level of success that you're at. So whether it's, wow, I'm all the way at the beginning and I'm really just trying to hit my first $10,000 or $20,000 in my business, or whether you have already done that and you're looking to make $40,000, $50,000 to replace an income, if you keep playing safe and you keep playing small and nothing ever changes, you will stay there. There is a revenue goal that we have been trying to hit in my business for 2 years, and we have not seen it happen yet. And when I look at why, it's because I'm getting distracted. I'm self-sabotaging. I'm making excuses. I'm playing small. I'm refusing to try new strategies. I'm refusing to just stick to the work and do the work. And so when I look at it that way and I realize, wow, here's XYZ reasons of why I'm holding myself back, then I can make a game plan for changing that. So I want you to, again, journal out, how am I playing small? What rooms do I need to get in to play bigger? What mentor or coach or course or program do I need to help me get to the next level? The slowest way that you are going to get to success is DIYing it the whole time. Take it from someone that used to be extremely scared to invest in people. But once I did, I've taken courses that sucked. I've signed up for mentorships and coaches that I was like, this was a complete waste of my money. But because of that, it's taught me to be a better educator, a better coach, a better mentor, because I don't want that to happen to you. That's a terrible feeling. The feeling of wasted money and wasted time, that's the worst. The time you can never get back. You can always make more money. You can always learn from your failed investments and your failed, you know, just money that you've spent, right? You can always get more money and make more money, but you can't get back time. So trust me, I understand the fears, but also just because you've had one bad experience, you can't let that be a reason for you not to move forward in the future. You've got to stop playing small, stop playing it safe. Step outside of that comfort zone and try something new. Now, the part where I said that you're coming across vanilla is for those of you that are trying to stay in your safe little comfort zone box. And you know you need to do something, but you're refusing to do it because it's uncomfortable or because you don't know how to do something. That is keeping and playing safe. And you need to stop doing that. If you're really ready to hit your next goal, to hit your next financial milestone, you've got to stop playing small. So I want you to commit right now. That thing that's popping up in your head where you're like, that's the one, that's where I'm keeping it safe, I'm playing it small, that you're going to step outside of your comfort zone and you're going to play bigger. And I want you to commit to doing one thing that's going to help you play bigger. And the third and final thing is that you lack strategy and accountability. It's one thing to listen to a podcast or show up for a workshop or a training that I host or someone else hosts. It's a complete other to actually implement, take action, and do it. Follow strategy, get accountability, get more strategy. And so a lot of you just lack a good strategy. You're like, yes, I've got a booking process. Yes, I'm committed to only doing two types of photography. Take it further. Take it further. Maybe your strategy could be better. Maybe you think you're niched, but you actually could go one step further. So again, I want you to think about these things, because if you're still struggling to get clients, this is what's missing for you. So number one, you're self-sabotaging and making excuses for why you can and won't. I want you to figure out, where are you holding yourself back and how can you go to the next level? Number two, you're playing small and you're keeping it safe. I want you to identify one way that you're playing small or you're playing it too safe. And I want you to come up with a strategy to play bigger. And number three, you lack true strategy and accountability, or what you have going in your business could actually be done better. Just because you have something doesn't mean it's the best it could be. So where can you find improvement? How can you actually stop DIYing your entire business and follow a proven strategy and a framework? And maybe you need accountability. Maybe you need a place where you can ask questions or someone you can do one-on-one coaching that's going to tell you like it is, that's going to be able to give you feedback in your business, who's already been there and done that and helped others along the way. Maybe that's me and maybe that's not, and that's okay. Find the mentor, the program, whoever you need, find what's going to work for you. Find the thing that's going to help you stop self-sabotaging, stop making excuses, and that's going to allow you to stop playing small. It's time to play bigger. It's time to feel more confident. It's time to get all your ducks in a row, and it's time for strategy and accountability. And if I am the mentor for you, you enjoy my teaching style, you enjoy my no fluff, take action approach, then I want to encourage you to reach out and either join us inside of the Blueprint program or come do one-on-one coaching with me. Just shoot us an email or an Instagram DM. Tell me that you're interested in that, and I will send you over more information. This is not to pressure you, but to instead encourage you to play bigger. Find strategy, find the accountability that you know you need in your business. All right. Like I said, heart-to-heart chat, no BS, but I see you and I know what it's like to stay in the same level of success, to self-sabotage and to play small. And honestly, guys, I'm over it. I don't want to do that anymore. And I don't want you to do that anymore. That's it for today's show. Walk around with that today, and I'll see you on the next episode.